Welcome, folks, to the final day of EMEA for this year. Wow, time has flown, Tom. It feels like only a couple weeks ago we were stood here kicking off the season, and now it all comes to a head. We obviously have a grand final today, a trophy to be lifted and revealed, and a lot of hype around that, but a little something special for the folks at home beforehand.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of a warm-up. We've got Team France coming in versus Team EMEA in a show match. There'll definitely be some familiar faces coming through in that game, so we're going to make sure all the mice and keyboards are working, all our lights are going as well as possible. Here we have our two teams. That's it. For the French fans, I'm sure there's plenty of faces to recognize, and I kind of want to ask you, Mitch, is there anybody that jumps out from either side other than G2 Mimi, because that one's obvious, because she's a Game Changers champion.
I mean, we know G2 Mimi is going to be dominating down on that stage. I think it's great to see Harmy back on the stage as well, though. Obviously, a player who subbed in before. We excluded him from our German players who've played on the stage, because he wasn't a signing. He was just a sub, but he played like he belonged there, and I think that's honestly a scary sign when you've got some ex-pros on there as well, like Karam, someone that I've ran into in the past. He might not want to remember that. I mean, it's going to be great to see them down on that stage. I'm curious to see Team France, like, with some names like Rage, who we've obviously seen in the watch party boots, the guy doing handstands when his team's winning rounds. I want to see what kind of energy he's bringing down on that stage. I think he's going to put on a show for us.
Yeah, for sure. And I think there may be a face or two. Like, if you don't watch French television, you might not know Samuel Etienne, who also streams Valorant at the same time. He's going to be representing a lot of you guys in chat, as we have been told multiple times that he is bronze. So if you see him win like a 1v2 versus like Mimi and Harmy, we've got to lose our minds, because, as said, if you're doing that versus high-level players, well, high and higher, no offense, Harmy, but I think Mimi is just a little bit above. But I think that I look at Team EMEA and I go, okay, I think that in my mind they should be winning this. Like, come on, Team France has a caster on it. Like, that's not going to go
man,
well.
Oh, man, you're going to do it like that? That's crazy. Now, listen, Lou Lupiot may be a caster, but she's playing in the GC scene. She's got experience on actual pro teams, which I think it's something that's going to be lacking for a lot of these guys. Obviously not for Mimi.
She's
obviously
currently
not
on a
for
pro
Harmy.
Team, but that's the
exactly.
Just the caster in it.
So I think she's going to bring some of that Zeron's knowledge and learnings to the stage here today. Maybe be a pivotal part of keeping the team together.
Okay.
And I'm curious to see, honestly, we're talking about Samuel Etienne, and I think I'm very excited to see a guy who plays every day, is bronze, the silver fox down on that stage. What's going to be his weapon of choice? I was talking with the French casters a bit.
I see myself in him, if I'm honest.
Yeah, exactly. It's good for you to have some representation down there. But the reality is, you know, for him, I think we're probably looking at, if I'm the coach, I'm like, buy a judge. All right, there's a few corners in Corode. You can be sneaky. We can see him pop off in the right set of conditions.
Maybe like judge and a killjoy, or just something like that. Like, you just place the turret, play some nanos, and just sit in a corner and just hope that you can force people into angles. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. I feel like ISO, maybe. Because then you get the shield. Well, that's all you do. You just use the shield, and then that's a second chance to be shot.
What are you thinking? You can come out of here and say, better success rate in Ults than Levin? Is that the angle you're going for here?
I think we call that too soon. I think that's a little bit too soon. But, you know, or Sage. I feel like Sage is, if you're not the best at the game, or you're fairly new to it, Sage is simple. Especially war goes a little bit further now, you know?
Well, it's going to be crazy exciting to see how this evolves. Of course, we have touched on it a little bit, but the map that we're going to be playing is Corode, which makes sense when you think about the Champions event being in Paris.
Yeah.
It's a French map, and Team France, hell of a logo, by the way, right there. Team France are going to be defending home territory up against the rest of EMEA. I'm very excited to see what happens down on that stage, who's going to take it. Maybe you guys can let us know in the Twitch chat your predictions. I'm with EMEA, but it's time to find out who is going to take the cake in our show match as we go and bring our players onto the stage.
blanc et peut-être bronze et sa chevelure d'argent, mais ce soir, il vise l'or. Mesdames et messieurs, merci d'accueillir Samuel Etienne.
Though we did a special walkout for the lowest rank in the game. That's cool.
Yeah, you'll get yours one day, Tom. Don't you worry. It's great to see Rage already bringing that energy. He's in a wingman suit. I'm not sure why.
People don't seem to realize how warm that wingman suit is.
Like, I do.
You get really, really sweaty. So I respect the fact that he's committed to that, but I do wonder if maybe it will diminish his ability to play the game.
If it was a BO3, he's got to take it off between the maps. Yeah. But this is a warm map affair. So, or
Nats coming out in that later.
Nats ain't lasted past that first half. I'll tell you that. It's a warm day here in Berlin. But yeah, Rage, he's let them hear his war cry on the way out as well. This is going to be someone that's motivated to take the dub. And I've heard behind the scenes that his prep has been extensive for this. Here's a fact for you, Tom. This is going to catch you off guard. Preparation, right? You plan on your home setup. You come to the studio, it's always going to be a little different. Well, that's not the case for Rage. He has taken actual measurements of his desk at home, of every piece of his setup, and down on that stage, it is matching one-to-one what he's got at home. That's incredible dedication.
And then wore a wingman suit.
But he's taken it off now. Oh, I just saw him take it off. He's taking this seriously. It's not messing around.
Oh, yeah, the referee has had to remove it from the stage, you know, just in case he was sneaking
There'll be any extra
electronics or the word.exe has been opened.
It's going to be that chess tournament all over again, so, yeah, better safe than sorry, that's for sure.
Which one?
I think we all know. But the players are getting ready down on the stage. In-ears have been inserted. The headphones have been put over the
play
top.
Play-by-playing.
And now, oh, yes. Final sign to the camera before we get into the fray. Now, Tom, as far as predictions go, I've already heard it from the French casters. I want to know where you're going. I'm not just talking the team. I know you're going to vote for EMEA, Tom.
Yeah.
But what I want to hear is a score prediction from you. Where do you think this one's going to end up?
See, I think EMEA, they're probably going to be fairly dominant in this one. But I also think that they have some people who like to troll. So I'm going to go 13-8. I think that it will get a little bit closer towards the end as people start going for a few knife kills here and there. And then Mimi will have to bring them back on track with that championship mentality. Although I have noticed that she is not in the center. And then normally when you look at teams in general, the center person is going to be that IGL. So, intriguing.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we've... if we've assigned specific roles coming in,
everyone's taking this very seriously.
Well, I'll tell you, some of them are. That's for damn certain. I think this is going to be one to remember, Tom. A Corrode, a French team defending their home territory. Some new some old faces down there. No, but it's about the virtual battleground.
Oh, okay.
It's not about them. Oh my goodness! I mean, psyching me out right now. Let alone the opposition.
I'll also say it's fun again to just have Harmy down on the stage. Have a hometown hero actually being able to play, not virtually, just actually.
He's on the stage? Oh, there he is.
Yeah, he's actually here. It's crazy. So, they may be playing on their home turf in the game, but they're playing on his home turf, sort of, out of the game. So I would say, if anything, we're balanced.
Well, we're going to be getting into agent select soon, and I think compositions... it's going to be a curious one to see. We could have show matches where everybody comes out with the duelists. You look to just diff your opponents from the get-go. We could see actual compositions. Hell, who knows? Maybe they've even got some strat books behind the stage they've been studying. It's hard to tell. The wingman could have been dishing out the strategies, and I think off that alone, I'm expecting to see young Rage playing on the get-go. But we'll find out soon where they're taking it.
Yeah, I am going to be intrigued because, again, like, Corrode is still a map I feel like a lot of people are figuring out in terms of what should and shouldn't be played. Is anything going to really come up today? No. The composition, I would say Team EMEA's composition is one that is basically just we're going to try and outfrag them. When your controller is Clove, that normally means that you're just trying to frag out as much as possible. You've got two duelists and a chamber. So again, it almost has to be aggressive. And what you mentioned, a Gecko, it's not on Rage. It is on Samu Etienne. So there you go. He's going to be the one that has all of that extra little bit of utility as the solo initiator for this team. You have decided to use the bronze player.
Hey, listen, that's a lot of pressure on Samuel Etienne's shoulders. I'm curious to see how he's going to be able to deliver because, again,
okay,
our vision...
We're in a second one.
Yeah, that maybe makes a bit more sense. In our vision, this is going to be someone hiding in the corners, trying to make some sneaky plays, but who knows? Maybe he's going to come out on a tear. The guy plays Valorant every day for 2 years. That's what I've heard. It could even be three from some of the reports I've heard. So he's putting in the time, that's for sure.
Yeah, well spent, you know? In another 15 years, maybe we'll make it to gold. This is going to be interesting. Like as said, I think based off like the ranks that we have, you would probably give it over to Team EMEA. I think you have championship players. You have Kareme as well, who is the person in the center who has been on professional teams in the past. You were sort of referencing a Ballista earlier on, which was a team that if you watched EMEA back in the day was a very fun squad to watch, starring Batty G and his Phoenix. So, yeah, I think that they definitely come in as the favorites here. But as said, well, when it comes down to the fun and games, maybe winning isn't necessarily what's important. It's about doing something that embarrasses the other person, like when Boaster knifed you in one of those playtests.
There's absolutely no need to bring that up, Tom.
I think it's on video, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's in his video.
Fnatic tweeted every couple weeks, or a couple months.
I really enjoyed that video.
It's phenomenal. But yeah, the reality is, you know, for Team EMEA, you're coming in here, like you said, with a composition that's all punchy. It's about getting in your face. It's about taking them down. But that could always be a misstep. You know, you don't want to underestimate this squad. Many an underdog has come back swinging in harder circumstances than this. And for Team France, they're definitely being underestimated by their opposition. I think they're being underestimated across the board. Hell, even the French broadcast.
So do you think? Oh, yeah, that's the point. You didn't give your prediction. So do you think Team France are going to win?
I think it's important that someone has to be a non-biased party here.
Well, as all of us have been biased to EMEA, then you can balance the scales.
That's a good point, Tom, and I think I'll do exactly that. I think between Rage and Lou, we've got enough brawn and brains down on that stage to take France close. I think they're both of them.
They're both brawny and brainy.
Yes, exactly. I don't think it has to be mutually exclusive.
Okay.
It's time to get in to our show match and see if Team France can best EMEA. We got a split desk up here. Let's see who's right.
Go, go.
Oh, yeah. Everything on the line.
I actually traveled through Gardenord to get here.
Yeah, as an introvert, that is way too many people. 350 million.
It was busy. It was 8 a.m., but it was busy.
I'm good.
Well, it's time to kick this one off. Barriers will go up, and it will be Team France defending their home turf here on Karode. Your French map in the pool for EMEA, a punchy comp, one where they look to be aggressive, to take fights. We'll see if those fights go their way. This pistol could tell us all we need to know about the series.
We're seeing a fake thrown in round one from Team EMEA. This is the most try-hard way to start out a show match I've ever seen in my life. And of course, it has worked. There is absolutely nobody on this A side of the map. Homie's still taking his time to check everything. Of course, he might be playing a Sentinel, but he's very happy to just let his utility completely go offline as he goes super aggro.
I do like the approach here coming in from Team France. Let's just group up. Let's take these fights together, especially in the pistol. Don't let them isolate you, but through the smoke, Rage has already gone down. First blood has been drawn, and it's EMEA ahead by one as France look to battle their way back through. Samuel Etienne gets isolated, and Helidia gone as well with Lou falling. It's all on Demardi, and he almost makes it work. Desperately close, but a pistol for EMEA nonetheless.
Yeah. I was expecting maybe we like people are a little bit silly, like getting over aggro, trying to be the hero. But the fact that Team EMEA have thrown in a fake in round one pistol, I don't know. I can see them sweating from up here. That's all I'm going to say. And it's not just Rage coming out of the wingman costume.
I mean, we've just watched weeks of competition, Tom. Weeks upon weeks. And I think that might be one of the best pistol rounds that we've seen, which is alarming. Maybe we need to get the influencers in the coaching booth.
They do have Mimi on their team.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, just one of the best GC callers in the world.
Yeah. Who would have thought? For France, it's not a great buy, is it? It's a little shaky. You've got a pistol in play. Oh, they love the circles, actually. There you go. There's a pistol in play in the form of a sheriff, but classics all across the board for the rest. And for Team France, looks like they're stacking up, waiting for that mid push. But EMEA are taking it elsewhere. Well, this A site, evidently a fan favorite for this squad.
Cutting through.
It should be an easy pickup of a 2-0 lead.
Oh. Lou's already got the contact and second contact. Marty might just be the highlight player, though, already having a pretty decent pistol round, even in a defeat. And picking up one here with the Sheriff as well. Still, though, getting back into this one should be very difficult. A flash was thrown, and actually, Harmy has just lost a battle to a Classic.
This gets dangerous, with Marty already showing that he's got that clean aim. Sheriff swinging through. He's got another. He's making it costly, very costly, in fact. But it's Mimi who stands in his way. Pistol coming out a little late. Now time against him. But he gets the fight early. But was it early enough? I think he's got plenty of time left on the clock. That's a incredible round for Team France. We spoke about heroes. I said Lou, I said Rage, but Marty's been overlooked. This guy's looking clean.
Yeah, but base save card thrifty. A lot of it coming out from Marty. Of course, again, someone who in the past played for teams like Job Life, DVM, has definitely been up there in terms of the tier two pro scene. But this might have to be a hard carry. I think Rage might be taking some of the credit there. You know, I think Marty got, was it 4 kills and he got, I'm looking at it, 1?
Well, of the 8 kills France have, 7 of them are Marty so far. I mean, this guy is, he is standing alone against the storm. But I heard that Rage promised he'll be getting up on his feet. He'll be getting loud. He'll shout across the stage. And he's a man of his word, evidently. Look at this buy. Lou's brought in the Odin. You love to see it. And a chance here for some serious spams. Lou's got one. Marty with a double. This guy just cannot be stopped. And it's decimation. Nowhere near the same spark from EMEA on their low buy.
Yeah, they tried to go for an aggro here to the B site, but very quick rotations from Team France. And, well,
get nervous yet?
No. Very defense side of map, you know.
All right.
Always has been in the month or two that
you've
been
out. Watching Marty play like this. It's you and me, exactly. Well, it's a lot of him, but it, yeah, I mean, it's...
yeah, we are winning this game. We.
10-1 right now. Marty, bro, where is this? Get him signed immediately. Lou's taking risks. I like this spam. We've seen it from a lot of teams. It's hard to have the counter to it, but...
Show me a target.
For now, at least, just going to be hiding his Harmy as the rest of the squad's taking over that A side.
Oh. Lydia's gone looking. Lou's still trying to spam. Might be one of the first players ever to run out of bullets on the Odin. Harmy, though, this is cheeky. Rage has gone down. Halidia with a nice trade, though. Even still, though, this retake is not going to be easy. As all four players sit within the site, and Mimi's just one away from all.
Well, Lou could come down to this Odin play, but Mimi shut her down on the wide swing. 2 versus 4. Marty still alive. Paranoia's in. It's landed on one, but he can still be seen. Marty! So close to the double. Nice flash from Samuel Etienne. He grabs himself one, but it's not enough for the round as EMEA equalized the scoreline.
Yeah, you know, Rage can be quite happy with his performance so far, currently on the same amount of kills as a bronze player. While he is, I believe, Radiant. Radiant.
Oh, that's tough. There was no need. No one requested that level of toxicity, but Tom's bringing it anyways. Nice shot.
You can't stand up and scream. I love that. Celebrate the little things.
Hey, he got his.
Exactly. If everybody else had matched Samuel Etienne there, they would have maybe won the round.
Time to jump. Well, early ult from Mimi. A lot of info gained towards this B side. A risk if she decides to stick it, having the spike in hand. She will just decide to fade back towards B main. A pick found on the other side of the map, and that could spur them onto this A site, putting, again, a lot of pressure on Lou to hold her ground. In fact, holding her ground doesn't seem to be a concern. She's pushing up and already has heard those steps in middle. Start to call for that rotation as it's clear the A site's being hit.
Maybe a chance to catch out Kurume in mid. But Lou's gone back the other way, and now he's the one waiting for the players to round that corner. First comes Easy, second as well. It's down to Samuel Etienne to try and get rid of the ex-professional player. Oh! He will! Sit down, Kurume! It leaves Lou on the other side trying to do this. And now a one versus three for all the bronze players everywhere. Angel has been unseated as the oldest unk that's taken this stage. Can he now pull it out with it? No, he can't. No, not quite. Almost.
Hey, that swing on mid was enough for me. He's already exceeding expectations. The man is a self-proclaimed bronze player, but well, it's going to be a gold medal if he keeps this up.
Lydia, Immortal, Rage, Radiant, Samuel Etienne, better than both. He must be Radiant as well.
I think he is, at heart. Hell of a shot.
Let's go!
Oh, he's warming up as well. He's warming up.
You can see the stretches, you know.
Just you wait for the second half. The Silver Fox, Le Renard Argent, is going to be on you. Harmy, back to try-hard mode, waiting for the push, steps forward and has to TP out. Does a little bit of damage, but receives some of his own.
There.
Fairly even trade for what is pistols on Team France. Rage buying up a rifle, trying to give them a chance to win these battles. Samuel's in the corner. It's a sneaky spot. They're not clearing it. Oh, but it's only the classic. And he can't get it done with Marty down. Again, we look to Rage. He's in the wrong spot. He's pushing up B main. There's no one here, but an orb will be claimed at least before the plant goes down. An ult online for him, although probably not the best moment to throw it in. We'll see if he can make this at least costly for the attackers.
Yeah. Oh, knows where Mimi is. Mimi had a sixth sense, just not quite in the right direction. Rage has managed to get an exit kill. Although I have realized this is a Belgian playing for Team France.
Yes.
Possible he's throwing. Just put it out
Whoa. Don't get the French fans after raids like that. Look at that shot. That doesn't look like a throw to me. He's locked in. A fine line to balance here between representing France and not betraying Belgium. He's got his work cut out
for him. You can't be too good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
He's going to be good enough. Nice shots from Rage. There we go. That's a little confidence builder for him, but rounds building up in favor of EMEA.
Yeah. He is going to overtake Lou, Samuel, and Helidia, but of course they weren't impact frags like the ones that Samuel Etienne was pulling out. But that lead now starting to extend.
Well, folks, a little treat for you in the next round. We're going to be opening up the comms. We're going to get to listen in to Team EMEA and how those calls are being made. I'm excited to take a peek behind the curtain. There's been a lot of tryharding going on.
Nice step.
Is it here?
Jet Dash in top left.
You want to go?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Chong-A.
I'm
Socky Tower and Link.
I'm flashing left.
Nah, he's okay. Let's get all Chong-A. Let's go.
Omen one.
Link.
If you want.
Oh. City. Nice.
One mid link.
I plan for before.
I'm taking city.
They have
next city, guys.
Careful. I'm coming to you.
I got Kevin.
I hold mid link. I have still CP.
A left.
I have it clear.
I will use Marmor.
I have city.
I can flash for you, Link.
Nice.
Link.
Oh, maybe Ace.
Oh, one more. Maybe. Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's knife him.
Oh, yeah. Get his ass.
Ow! No way.
He got us.
Where's he?
Wait, let's all five run at him. Let's see what he's doing.
City, probably.
That was absolutely no need for that. I cannot believe Mimi has knifed Samuel Etienne. You have this guy coming in, a bronze player, an icon within France, and I mean, hell, he had some good rounds. He had some confidence builders. That is no way to treat a guest in our studio.
I'm not going to lie to you. I came into... not forgiving either. I came into today being like, right, I'm rooting for Mimi. I think I've just switched sides.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I don't know.
Sam, good.
I need to see some revenge. 5-2.
I actually can't believe she's done that to him. I could see it from some of the others, but I thought there'd be at least some... a soft touch to it, but
they're,
no.
They're banning her from France as we speak.
Enjoy Paris. Down
B. Marty, though, kick things off. This guy's aim has been crispy. There's no doubt about it. Can Mimi, there you go. Taken out. Illidia putting her down, but Grimme not only standing, but also with ult in hand. A chance to come back from the fray if he was to be taken down.
Can get Marty. That's going to turn it in their favor. One of the rifles removed. A big player for Team France now out of action and a chance to recover. How much
Herrera is so far around away.
Already Bladestorm coming through. Grimme still good. Keeps on going and pulls this into a 2v2. The tap on the spike baits out the peak, but Rage coming in from main. Will he be expected? No. Not caught in time, but the ult is there. Clove will come back into the fight. In fact, looking for the battle, running it down. Limited amount of time to find that kill. And caught in the corner is Rage, who's shut down. Grimme with a huge round, and Lou struggling to adjust. As the 4K's connected. Six on the board for EMEA.
Wow, just an insane round from Grimme. We sort of mentioned someone who has been within that pro scene for a fair bit. Definitely well-known within the Polish scene as well, so him being able to take that over the line was impressive, and Rage, I understand it, like you want to try and get as far away from the ult as possible, but didn't quite get away. 6-2. As we were saying earlier, we've seen Harmy before as a stand-in for Liquid versus Na'Vi. I think he'll be hoping to put up slightly higher numbers in this game.
The Odin's back out. Same denial of the space towards short. And a big gamble from Team France. I mean, it's worth noting EMEA certainly early have gone towards that A site quite frequently, but they were looking for a fight on middle for the defensive side. It's not being granted. And when Rage peaks, if that shield's not up, a lot of danger awaiting him. It's Helidia to take the shot instead as Samuel shut down on B. And this is becoming a very... Oh, no, a re-peak here is too much, but the shield up. That gets Rage. A shot on Harmy, one that he won't miss. And Marty, it's so sneaky. Behind the box this early in the A-take won't be expected, but they don't push into his angle.
Yeah, so many spots still to chase down. Grimme from behind. Nightfall traded out. But it's not really going to have too much of an impact on either side.
Oh, no.
And what Grimme, he can actually run behind, but Rage, clearly aware that flank was coming in. Puts it into a 3v3 scenario. The spams from Lou need to start landing. Plenty of wallbangs here.
Yeah, plenty of chances. Straight swing for the first, the wall, getting them a little bit closer, but Mimi being patient on taking these fights, want to bait them a little deeper into the side of chance. But Rage with a 3K seems to have shut this down, and he'll get his fourth of the round. France. Not going to fade away that easily. 6-3.
Yeah, he's starting to wake up a little bit, you know? I mentioned it at the beginning. He is one of the Radiant players within his squad, so expectations on him and Marty are definitely a little bit higher than everyone else. Well, just a solid read. It was Grimme again looking to try and get in on that back line and cause additional issues.
Nice!
Obviously, again.
Nice!
I can translate. She said nice for anyone that was wondering.
Okay, and what about the next bit?
It's
Voila Lagar.
Which means?
The Lagar's boys. Voila, I don't actually know the translation. I know the spirit of what it means.
Okay.
There you go. Is it there you go? I don't know if that's exactly what it is. In a brush
when you said champions. You could translate 10% earlier,
hey.
I think that was generous.
I think I've been about a 10% hit rate so far. I'm pretty happy with that.
They say bonjour, and then you're going to know what that means.
Goodbye, yes.
Oh, nailed it. Harmy with the operator. Looking for that entry. A wonderful flash from Samuel Etienne. Obviously, I think it's turned the whole face of the push. They've seen his flash. They sense fear. And have decided to fade away. Helidia's had a little bit of a rough start, but... In with an opportunity.
Oh, well, there'll be no getting the dizzy back. Down and out the round. Not worth the risk with an AWP still lurking around, and Harmy is very much still lurking, but the rest of the squad making their way through mid. Helidia's position is perfect, but it's all about timing. Swing in too early and there's three players looking at you, but instead the patience pays off. There's one, but now stuck in a corner. Stun goes in, doesn't catch. Second Cloudburst, but the Prowler's gonna reveal position and no dash to get out of here. Needs a second kill to find a freebie, and it will be shut down with Rage lurking towards that A site behind the boxes. Land himself one onto Mimi, who was getting a little too aggro, but with 12 seconds left, they need to push into this site. So much to clear out. This could be a fourth for Team France.
Oh, it's perfect! That's a spike down. That's already the round one by Rage. Oh, it's not the greatest of ISO odds I've ever seen, but we'll still come out on top. Cheat MT not able to take that over the line, but unfortunately, it didn't matter anyway. The spike was gone, the time as well, and France, they're starting to climb back into this one.
Even Harmy dropped in the end. Great round from Rage. We're starting to see him activated for Team France. A two-round gap already. This is looking pretty good. Everybody underestimating that we heard from the French broadcast. We heard from you, Tom. EMEA win this one. Seemed easily.
What's the score?
Two-round gap, man. I wouldn't get it too far ahead of yourself. Showmatch, who knows which side's going to be favored? That's a beautiful flash. And another shutdown onto Mimi, getting rid of her early. So valuable for this defensive side. Oh, but the spam back from Harmy is sublime.
These early fights have been back and forth. All I'm going to say is Mimi hasn't been as good after a knife. I think karma's come together.
Good. Deserved.
I like the walk-up. Reaggression, looking to come back in as a team, but they are walking into the majority of the opposition, not wanting to try and overfight this too much. Nice shot from Harmy. Do they expect Rage, the second layer, a chance to... Ooh, no! No, he's going to get it with the shorty. That is as lucky as it gets.
Well, he did enough damage. He made it manageable. 36 HP, though, a 2v2. Nothing guaranteed for this defensive side, having to fight their way back in. Pereira hears those rotations. The decision is just to group up full belts of utility for the attacking side, but Samuel Etienne, flash and wingman available. This could be huge. Put the pressure on with the defuse, but first they'll have to get past Pereira. The flash won't catch. Pereira's far enough back. Safe from that angle, but swing in a little bit later, and Samuel Etienne finding one! The Silver Fox strikes, but is it in time? The wingman goes through. That must be denied. A swing needed. Rage trying to take that fight. It's on to Samuel, and he'll get it!
Oh, no.
Across
the line. Doesn't know his defuse button. He doesn't know his defuse button.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Oh. That's tough. Oh, the replay too. Lovely. That's the worst thing I've ever seen. Oh, Samuel, what a round though. He got two kills. It was wonderful, but it just wasn't to be. The defuse button wasn't binded, to be clear, in case anyone was wondering. That's a disaster. But Team France looking to make up for it here. A 7-5. Hell, it could have been the lead. Well, that could have been tied up, actually. 6-4, you can't take the lead. But what a recovery in the previous round. What a ball dropped, but now they're back in contention at 2v1. Marty and Rage as well, the two big hitters for Team France.
All I'm going to say... I think if Harmy wins this round, Team Liquid win the final later on.
Oh, he's doing it for the boys. Put the pressure on his shoulders.
He was a sub for their squad for a while. Been training all his life for moments like this. Now Marty can have the TP. For a slightly faster rotation. Harmy looking to get aggressive. Has that door de force. He's going to use the French agent against them. See if he can take this one over the line.
Over there.
Hardy's surely going to be sending this ult through for info. There it is. It's on the side itself. Clears the first couple of corners, but Harmy now steps in. Oh, hits the headshot on the quick conversion over to the head under. Good spray. Defuse tap. He's getting worried, and there's the swing to close it from Marty. Expertly played.
Oh, and
he's 30 got his, HP.
He's got his defuse button bound.
Bound his
defuse. Well done, guys.
Button.
Well done.
Oh, Samuel Etienne could never. 7-5 in the end. A close half. It could have been neck and neck. It should have been neck and neck. The Team France can leave this half with their head held high.
Yeah, for sure. I think there may have to be a few team talks going on throughout this because obviously. Maybe someone could go down onto the stage and bind a key or two. That would be nice, but we'll have to wait and see.
Well, it has been a roller coaster of a first half here for our show match in EMEA. Team France and EMEA battling it out and only separated by two rounds. Some big plays coming out across the board. Samuel Etienne with an incredible 2K, still losing the round because he just didn't have time, honestly. That's the only thing that went wrong there. But Marty really drawing our eye. Harmy's been on fire on the other side. And we saw a slow start from Rage, but he got there in the end. It's time to go down to the stage now where, as you can see, Yinsu is standing by with Harmy and Rage for your halftime interview.
I don't normally get the chance to talk to players in the middle of the game, so this is very exciting for me. Rage, Harmy, I usually talk to you in the streamer booth up there, not on this stage. You've been watch partying for so long, so what is this stage like? Is this what you expected?
It's nice to play again, yeah. Usually we have to talk about the Navi game, which wasn't that good, but overall it's nice, yeah.
What about you, Rage? Because you are giving it. You have some aura over there.
Yeah, honestly, it's smooth. Smooth out there. Everything is smooth. Everything feels good. The first time in life I play, I always wanted to play since I was a child. So it feels so good playing in here and putting the energy, especially for all of you guys. And I'm loving it so far.
What were you saying? What was the trash talk?
I was saying like, oh, what's up? What you guys doing? Wakey, wakey. Like, you know, stuff like that.
Could you hear him? Did you have a response for him? Because you guys need to stand up more.
I think we are just like the chill team. We're having fun. We had a friendly team, you know, he's toxic, so.
Whoa! You mentioned smooth. Luckily, Samuel has a little bit of time to bind his keybinds, but what happened in that defuse?
I mean, honestly, when we won, we were like tripping out. I wanted to bait him because I wanted him to, you know, to go crazy. I don't want, only want me to shoot people. I want him to have fun also, right? Because he's bronze. And when he won, he didn't bind his keybind and he was so stressed out. I was like, it's all right. We won, doesn't matter. In my heart, we won. It's all right.
It happens. And very last question. We've got ISO on this side, Chamber on this side. Which Chamber player were you channeling? Which pro player were you sort of trying to get in the mindset of when you locked in Chamber?
Back in the day, Nuts.
Nuts! I hope he can hear you from backstage. And what about you, Raze? Which ISO player? Which ISO pro player were you sort of, you know, feeling the aura of when you locked in your ISO?
Oh, Xuz. Xuz, my baby.
They know.
Xuz, yeah, of course.
They know. I'm going to let you go back into game and we'll get back into the second half and see if anything crazier can happen compared to the first half. We'll see you in a bit.
Anything crazier? I mean, that is a tall ask.
Maybe a Samuel Etienne ace. That'd be crazy.
Yeah. And then doesn't defuse, even though he has the bind now. That would be even better.
Just stands up and starts flexing.
That's pure aura.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's how the game ends.
Well, we've had good rounds for both squads. We've had a tight half. What could have been 6-6? It is 7-5. A slight lead to EMEA. And if EMEA win this by a narrow margin, we know it's all down to a technicality. And the real spiritual victors will be Team France.
So what you're saying is Team France should have called a technical pause.
I'm not saying that.
They should check with the admins.
If I was them.
Maybe someone on the other team unbound his
That's
key.
What I'm saying. And I don't think
sabotage.
We need to review the
CCTV
footage.
Who would that
footage.
Be? Maybe the player that knifed him in the first half.
It could be. I mean, you're starting to throw accusations towards Mimi, and I like how you're thinking. let's get this sorted. Let's get the CCTV footage. Roll it back. There's been some sabotage because they knew Samuel Etienne's true power. They wanted to keep him down, but he won't be kept down in this half. 7-5, two-round gap, and a pistol round that could put Team France back to equal footing. It's been a hell of a close one. And I think Marty and Rage, they are putting up numbers. Let's see if we can have a new hero or the same old story for half number two.
Like we're just throwing out the prices of stuff you could do in Paris. There you go. If you needed to know. Nice shot from Harmy. Illidia has already met her demise and looking to build in with another pistol round for EMEA. Harmy, not sure which gun to go for, but the Liquid Classic. Always a good choice. Pereira almost gets caught off there. Through the smoke they go. And it's this crossfire as well. Wonderful stuff. Chidemte managing a double and Harmy as well.
Still feeling confident? It's just a pistol, Tom. You know, a pistol's a pistol. That's what Angel would say. And EMEA may have found it. But we know how good France are in those second rounds. It's just pistols in play for themselves up against the over-eager, ego-inflated EMEA side. We're going to see this go 8-6. I can feel it.
Okay.
I'm eagerly awaiting. As am I. I can't wait to see how they do it. I know it's going to happen. I just don't know what road we're going to take to get there. Sheriff in... Sheriff on the floor, up for the taking, but it's a classic in Marty's hands that ends up doing the damage. I like this from Samuel. He's tucked in the corner. He's giving himself a chance to have the element of surprise, drop them as they get over aggressive. Will Chidemte push up and take that space?
Yeah, he has spike, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, he can't, he can't peek. He's going for it. He thinks they've left. He thinks they, he's made it. He's made it across. That's good.
Yeah, but he's made it to where?
Now all he's got to worry about is Pereira on the flank and...
Enemy remaining.
That was something to worry
spike
about for
down,
sure.
Mid.
Well, this leaves.
Oh, my cable's putting circles on the screen. That was for that one guy.
Hey, big fan. Nevertheless, Greme has been able to close things out 9-5. Do you want to make another prediction?
What I meant was 9-6. That's what I meant to say. And okay. I think I just misspoke for a second there. Obviously, you know, they got pistols, man. They're not going to win that round. But the rifles, when they come out up against a bonus, there's no keeping the attackers back. A concerning thing is you did start this out by saying, you know, you expect the defensive side to maybe pop off a little bit. And there were struggles there sometimes pushing in for Team EMEA. But this is where things could take a turn. But I'm so confident that Team France is about to take the dub that we're going to take a moment to peek behind the curtain again. Let's see what's happening in the France voice comms.
On y va ensemble?
Ouais. Le smoke.
Vas-y, go. Ayo, faut que tu ailles.
Le flash.
Ball. Je sors à droite.
Je suis slow. Je trappe de chamber. On peut prendre le elbow, Marty, faut qu'on prenne une zone.
Ah, putain de merde. Attends.
Envoie la bombe, Samuel. Viens avec moi, Marty, maintenant.
Non, je peux pas. Attends, j'arrive. J'arrive.
Oh, 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 oh. À gauche, contact. Contact à gauche, encore.
Attends, go.
Je t'en prie, tranquille. Ils sont tous mis, je crois.
Vas-y, gros, je vais avec.
Vas-y.
Prouvez deux, les amis. Prouvez deux.
Sur une.
Il n'y a personne dans le city, je pense. Ça doit être Link ou sur Samuel.
Dites quand mettre ma main.
Nice, Martin.
Même endroit.
Je vais le tuer.
Nice. Allez,
Samuel, c'est bien ça.
Allez,
Samuel, c'est bien. Qui est important? Qui est important?
Super, t'inquiète ma soeur Célia, on te trade, il n'y a aucune galère. Les gars, on fait pareil, on fait un aller à 3 en B avec en A pardon avec Marty.
And now, as Mitch has always sort of said, he's a very good French speaker. He's going to translate everything that was said in that round.
I would have. I didn't actually get to hear it. Otherwise, I would have had a play-by-play of everything said for the folks back home. Unfortunately,
we'll get you to do that translation later for like a YouTube video.
You know,
or something.
We could. I'm really busy the next few days. 9-6 for France. It was all about Samuel Etienne in the previous round. He got a very important kill, got them across the line. One of the best players we've seen on the server today. It certainly surprised the folks here at home and in the French caster booth. Put some respect on his name. Three rounds in between them. We'll see if France can build on that momentum. Now they're up against a full buy, and I talked about shotguns for Samuel. I thought maybe that would be where he went. Certainly when I'm in a high elo lobby, that's the way to play here on Corot. Tuck in the corners.
Go.
But it's Harmy who's actually taken a leaf out of that book. He's playing the judge towards this B site. Already, they have the advantage on EMEA, and now France are running into this judge. He's gone aggressive, though.
Oh, okay.
A crazy play.
Mistakes were made. He needs to go back and watch old Liquid demos of Link and learn how to do it. Mimi, though, maybe had enough of some of the struggles that were there in the first half for her, looking to try and take over. Samuel Etienne needs a big round. And Helidia has managed to come in from behind. This has become interesting, but Mimi has decided to remove the interest from the round. A nice shot from Helidia, putting it into a one versus one. Chidemte, the healthier of the two. We'll look to try and round that corner. Might have a freebie on her hands, but doesn't quite get there quick enough. Haunt sent out to try and reveal her opposition, but she is gonna miss eventually. The IHP will get the job done. And that lead extending.
A lucky round for EMEA, Tom, what can I say? This was all set up perfectly. After they took down Harmy in that choke point, made it towards the site, but Mimi, I don't know where this has come from, but it seems like she's pretty decent at the game.
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting that coming in.
What I've realized as
well
is,
off guard.
Obviously with all the trials and tribulations in Team France, Samu Etienne, they brought him in as that leader with the experience. They had the choice of two. It was either him or Enzo, and they went with the one with slightly higher firepower. That is why he's here today.
Are you saying that about the Diffuse? Is that why you bring that up?
No, that wasn't. That's a very good reference.
Get out of my way!
That's actually vile of you, Tom. I will not stand for that. I will not stand for my man's name being dragged through the mud. Neither Enzo nor Samuel Etienne. They're putting their heart and their soul on the line. Harmy's picked up one. Rage inside the ult. And he's got the decoy! Unbelievable work!
Yeah, all his teammates are dead. Yeah, Mimi has... I think Mimi might have places to be. An in-zone flawless. I think that's another 4K in back-to-back rounds. It turns out that you put the GC champ with opportunities to maybe get an early finish, and she's decided to take them.
She started so slow as well. I feel like there's just... We missed a point. Maybe we'll go back in the comms at one point. And you'll just hear Mimi saying, I'm going to lock in now. Like, all right, guys, that's it. I mean, I don't want to say, like, that's enough of Mr. Nice Guy because she did knife Samuel Etienne, yeah. But I feel like maybe there was a period after that she went, I should probably be nice to him now.
Exactly what I said would happen. And another two. God. Rage has done well, though.
Nice work.
Oh, timing's not worked. Gurume wins that fight. Even still, though, the two players that have been sort of leading the pack.
TP flew under the radar.
Team France are underway. We'll find a gap for it.
Yeah, EMEA not realizing that Marty had already TP'd behind. Now they just have to meet up. That spike is still stuck in main, and the cross is dangerous. The flank that could be coming through is on Rage's mind, but as he goes to clear it, he misses the timing. Now here comes Kareme. 20 HP. But that flank could be everything. The timing slightly off. Pereira walking through the smoke just as it's being watched. 10-second window there where it was free, but Spidey sense is tingling on Team France just in time, and now it is a fraction of a health bar. 20 health that stands between France in a seventh round, and they will connect 11-7. That comes off the back of really big kills out of Rage at the start of the round.
Yeah, considering how so slow he started off, he definitely built into this one. My scoreline's looking good, by the way. I said 13-8.
Yeah, I'm not liking that.
That was my call.
Shock on Samuel's face.
Well, yeah.
Certainly be happy seeing those shots hit.
To be
by
honest,
Rage.
That's my face whenever I cast Mimi as well. Especially if she was playing a Yoru.
Went into heavy numbers, still found
here comes
two.
Thrash. Look at that Thrash movement.
Wow. Not going to catch anyone. Nobody.
I mean, he's got all the info. That's what he's playing for.
No one's really been playing towards that angle either. Like, on both sides, it feels like it's been left fairly open. I'd love to see a little judge in there, but Link, not really the target. Straight through main to elbow for Team France. They found themselves that space, left Samuel to watch their back. The MEA are waiting for someone to get over-aggressive, overzealous. When that smoke fades in a moment, Nemte has a chance. No, going straight through his Rage. That's a ballsy play, and the punish is huge. Three versus two now.
Oh, Marty's been revealed.
Uh-oh.
And the TP's not going to be escaped. It's left onto the Maestro. To be honest, that was unwinnable.
But
no one could have won that.
Genuinely was.
Yeah, like Denzo wouldn't have won that.
Are you all right today, Tom? Have I done something to you? Has Enzo done something to you? Did he message you? Something rude? What's happened?
Match point. Oh, every day, yeah. He's always cussing me out.
Good.
That's a joke. He's lovely.
I've told him to.
I love you, Enzo. I'm only setting these things to hurt Mitch and Team France.
Well, Tom said he switched sides earlier after Mimi hit the knife kill, and that was clearly a lie.
Yeah. Now I just want my scoreline. Bob and seven. I need one more round per team.
Oh, the hat's back on. This is where the best on. Work yeah. gets done for Samuel Etienne. This is where the
he's
tides
gone incognito
can turn.
Mode.
Nice flash. Oh, it's beautiful. What a setup from EMEA. They get deep control, but Lou fights back with two. Chidemte able to trade out, but the numbers favoring the EMEA side with how low Marty is. And that first fight's going to be taken by him by the looks of things. Paranoia, though, it lands. And that's going to get them free space. He's taking a lot of risks. A lot of risks. A TP through there. Surely too much.
Oh, orb taken by Samuel Etienne. He's looking to get back towards the Thrash, which they'll need a couple of rounds to do so. They have ground to a halt. The thing is, the back is already locked down. Oh, that's a one. Look at all these circles. Yeah, it's already locked down. So getting back into that position is going to be so difficult. They know that they're already locked in place. Maybe Team France have DC'd because they are taking their time. Flash out. It is going to catch someone. Blinded. Karime, though, perfectly placed. Looking for another already. And it's looking like the beginning of the end of one-off. Team EMEA are going to win things 13-7. A victory for the region, but unfortunately a loss for France.
Well, Rage isn't happy about that, but you know what? The odds were stacked against Team France. The predictions went to EMEA, and so too will the Showmatch Trophy. This was a hell of a battle, though. We got to see some of the best from these players. Marty can be proud of the performance he put up down on that stage here today. I mean, what an incredible performance from him. 24-13, closing it out. Top frag in the server as well. But it just wasn't enough here today.
Yeah, it turns out if you put an ex-professional, someone who's played on stage with Team Liquid and a GC well. Champion all on the same team, that might work out for you. Who could have seen that one coming? But still some sportsmanship. Yeah, Mimi, I think you owe him an apology after the knife in the first half, but you know. I'm not sure that's been forgiven just yet.
Yeah, there was, and I can't stress it enough, absolutely no need. Although the sign there, I can agree with Jereme. Bring him to VCT. Hell, bring Marty to VCT. The guy was on fire. And Team France can leave with their head held high. They put on a show here today. Thank you for competing in our show match. 13-7 in the end, though. It's all about Team EMEA taking that dub with flying colors.
Sorry, we'll have a rematch in Paris, yeah? Rematch in Paris, that's all we need to do.
Yeah,
let them, it is because they're not on their home turf, that's what it is. Whereas man who is Harmy leads out the squad. A fairly clean victory, a knife kill even pulled through, and an opponent who forgot to defuse. It's a good day for Team EMEA.
Well, here comes Daniel Ringland with the prize for the victors. They get their very own Showmatch trophies to commemorate the victory down on that stage. And Mimi can think about that, about what she did to Samuel Etienne, a man out here putting on a show, giving up his day for the folks, and pulled out a knife kill. I'm not sure he'll ever forgive that, really.
No, and probably shouldn't. I definitely wouldn't. I'll say as well, it's unusual again to see your boss go running through on the other side as a wingman, but who knows? Nonetheless, someone who decided to knife one of our special guests, Mimi, is down with Yinsu.
Thank you very much, Mitch and Tom. Welcome back, Mimi.
Thank you.
It's been a while since you've been on this stage. You won a few games on this stage, so
yeah.
What's different about this one?
That we actually won the last one we played.
No, don't say that.
I know.
Well, you won all of the other ones.
It's true, but yeah. It doesn't matter if you lose one of them.
So does this give you extra motivation? Because obviously we're going to be heading to Korea the next
Hopefully,
time I see you.
Hopefully, right? I mean, Gozen is in a bit of a different position this time than the usual years, but I think no matter what, we have a lot of motivation. We have our chins high and we're excited.
LAN experience, am I
right? That's right.
Yeah. What was the vibes like on your team? Because Harmy was saying that you were chilling.
I mean, honestly, I think we have a really nice group of people together. I think we click together really well. And yeah, it was not like super hype, but I think we understood each other and I think we had a really good team. I'm very happy.
How does it feel to make history again? Because this was our first show match in EMEA. We've never had one before.
Is it really?
Yeah, so you guys are the first winners of our first show match. Yeah, that's a big deal. I think that's a big deal. Will you come back for the next one to defend your title, perhaps?
I hope so.
Yeah?
I hope so. This is also my first show match win, so I'm very proud of myself right now.
We're undoing a lot of trauma, I think. Since I have the mic, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but hey, it's me. I'm going to do it. I want to get a prediction from all of you because we have a very important grand final coming up. So who's winning today, Team Liquid or GiantX?
Liquid.
Liquid? Okay, one for Liquid.
I can say GiantX.
1-1? Okay, 1-1. This is a hard one for
Giant
you.
X.
This is a hard
Giant
one for
X,
you.
Giant X,
yeah.
Giant X.
Oh! Liquid. Oh, okay. You get the last vote.
Never Giants. Heretics is better, so Liquid.
Oh, okay. A bit of fire. All right. Well, this is what our show match winners think. Thank you so much, you guys. Congratulations. Kind of jealous. I wanted one of these, but you have made history today. For now, we're going to go to a quick break, but on the other side of this, a very, very important best of five. It is the grand finals. We'll see you in a bit.